The epistle reading is from 1 Peter chapter 3. Indeed, it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil. Because Christ also suffered once for sins in our place, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. He was put to death in flesh, but was made alive in spirit, in which he also went and made an announcement to the spirits in prison. These spirits disobeyed long ago when God's patience was waiting in the days of Noah while the ark was being built. In this ark, a few, that is, eight souls, were saved by water, and corresponding to that, baptism now saves you. Not the removal of dirt from the body, but the guarantee of a good conscience before God through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He went to heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God the Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Tonight I'd like to consider something that Peter says in our epistle reading. Indeed, it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil, because Christ also suffered once for sins in our place, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. First, I'd like to speak a little bit about suffering. We know from the Bible that suffering is the consequence of the fall into sin. With sin came death and everything that leads up to death, including pain, sickness, and disease. Psychological and spiritual suffering came with the fall, the worst of which is the feeling of alienation from God. There's also emotional suffering. Right from the get-go, human beings have tried to alleviate suffering to the greatest extent that they could. Right after Adam and Eve sinned, they tried to alleviate their shame by making some clothes for themselves. From that time forward, we've applied all the gifts and abilities that God has given to us to eliminate suffering wherever we might find it. One invention after another has reduced our toils and troubles and pains and sickness. Just think about it. We don't have to walk anywhere anymore. With our HVAC systems, we're never hot nor cold. Gadgets and devices of all kinds make it so that we never have to exert ourselves very much while doing chores. There are also all kinds of drugs that can address disease and pain and even our moods. Now, there is nothing unclean about these things unless they contradict God's commandments. They can all be sanctified by the word of God and prayer. We shouldn't deliberately shun them like the Amish do. There's nothing in God's word that says we should do that. However, let's not pretend that this way of living hasn't had a powerful effect on us. When we are trained from the moment of our birth that suffering is bad and it must be eliminated, then it can be much harder to believe what the Bible says. For example, Jesus says that we are to take up our cross and follow him. The cross was the Roman government's way of inflicting capital punishment in a particularly painful way. It was reserved for slaves and non-citizens. Capital punishment for Roman citizens was beheading, a much quicker and less painful way to die. So Jesus is calling us to a life of suffering. But this is not a life of suffering simply for suffering's sake. It's not like everything gets turned upside down, where suffering is good and joy is bad. Suffering is still sad and hard, but it can be blessed, good, and holy. Suffering is also not something that we should go out of our way to find for ourselves. Peter says, it is good to suffer if it is God's will. Again, I might mention the Amish. God is not better pleased with us if we use some gadget or don't use some gadget. We should not make up good works for ourselves and then feel good about the suffering that comes from those self-chosen works. That is not suffering for doing good. But God will indeed give us our crosses to bear if we are His disciples. Normally, these come in our everyday walk of life. God, for example, puts all of us into families. Inevitably, there will be hard times in those families. And how do you react when you're mistreated? Do you forgive? Or do you seek some kind of payback? Or, what is much more common, we'll rationalize our payback by convincing ourselves that we're teaching them a lesson. If we allow this one irritation to pass, then we'll become a doormat, so we better teach them a lesson. So everybody's teaching everybody else a lesson with their sour faces and sharp responses and tit for tat. Of course, these things can easily grow and build upon one another until we hate each other. It doesn't need to be this way, though. If we would only cover up the faults of our loved ones and let the mistreatment roll off our back, there wouldn't be these blazing fires. Also, all along the line, if either party will only humble themselves and quit teaching the other a lesson, how quickly the fire would be knocked down. Peter, a little later in this letter, says, above all, love one another deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Another area in our life where we must not shrink from suffering is in our good confession of our God. Bearing up under this kind of suffering is harder than suffering with your family or job. Suffering in your family or job will lead you to being blessed in an obvious way. Just mark my words and try it out. But when a person suffers for confessing what is true, it doesn't look like it's going to be worth it. Consider Daniel. When Darius made the law that nobody could pray to anybody except him, Daniel had several options available. Instead of praying to his God like he was accustomed to doing in broad daylight, with the windows open, facing Jerusalem three times a day, he could have shut his windows. He could have prayed at night. He could have not prayed at all. If he would have done any of these things, and we could probably come up with a bunch more, even some cleverer ones, he wouldn't have gotten into trouble. At least not from his wicked, jealous colleagues. Of course, this would not have been pleasing to God, which is always more important for anybody's welfare. But that can be hard to see and believe when you are being escorted to the lion's den. Daniel did not let his fear control him, and as you heard, great good was worked thereby. God was glorified in that suffering. People were blessed through it. So when you are with your friends and your family and they contradict God's word and speak evil of it, what are you going to do? When people denounce Christians for being hate-filled or bigoted or narrow-minded, who are you going to pick? Will you be faithful to God? Or will you pick your friend? Or, and this is more likely, will you close your window, keep your mouth shut, and let the storm pass? We are predisposed to think that these little conversations are no big deal. They are here and gone before you know it. But isn't this precisely what Peter must have thought when that servant girl was asking him about who he was? Was he one of these disciples? He's from Galilee. Isn't he one of Jesus's? Again, the same Peter perhaps learned something from that. I'm sure he did. Just before our reading tonight, he says, "Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you, to give a reason for the hope that is in you, but speak with gentleness and respect, while maintaining a clear conscience, so that those who attack your good way of life in Christ may be put to shame because they slandered you as evildoers." So when people say that we hate gay people, or we hate women, or we are judgmental, or we hate having fun, or we hate people living their life, respond firmly, but with gentleness and respect. You should notice that Daniel did not kick up a big fuss. Jesus did not kick up a big fuss either when they were asking him all those trick questions during his trial. He answered what he could. He wouldn't take their bait or fly off the handle. But perhaps the most important thing with whatever suffering might come upon us is that we not be afraid. We have to remind ourselves that God exists and He is in control. You might not be able to see how on earth you can make it through the trial without disaster, but that is not really your concern. Did Daniel know that God's angel would hold shut the mouths of the lions while they prowled around him? The way that salvation comes is usually not known until it actually happens. So also with the crosses that God places upon you, it might seem impossible that the suffering that takes place in your family can have a good outcome. That's really not up to you to decide. God will do that. You just be faithful and watch yourself, so that you're doing what is right. When friends or family mock Christ and His church, it might seem like a lost cause, but it is not we who convert. It is the Holy Spirit who converts. But He always does that through His Word. Excuse me. He always converts through His Word. He doesn't do it with the stuff that we make up that maybe sounds better to us, where it soft pedals or manipulates. When you are afraid of suffering for doing what is good, remember that God cannot fail to bless you in such a situation. After all, what is happening is right at the heart of His own love. Remember the latter part of the passage that we've been looking at. Indeed, it is better, if it is God's will, to suffer for doing good than for doing evil, because Christ also suffered once for sins, in our place, the righteous for the unrighteous, to bring you to God. When you suffer for doing good, you are following the pattern of our Lord Jesus Christ. The greatest possible good was brought about by His suffering. He brought you, though you were unrighteous, to God. When you suffer as a Christian, Jesus is with you. God will bring about good from it, even though you probably won't be able to see how. Nevertheless, believe. You know that believing is different than seeing. He will bring about the good outcome in His own good time. As you see throughout the whole Bible, the Lord will provide. The peace of God that transcends all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.